Lovers of children's literature will be delighted to learn that a new museum has just opened in Amherst, Massachusetts, the Eric Carle Museum of Picture Book Art. The museum features the works of well-known illustrators such as Morris Sendak, the Australian artist Robert Ingpen, and of course, Eric Carle, its founder and namesake. Carle, known for his brightly colored and whimsical collages, has written and illustrated more than 70 books, including the perennial favorite, A Very Hungry Caterpillar.
One Sunday morning, the warm sun came up and pop! Out of the egg came a tiny and very hungry caterpillar.
The Very Hungry Caterpillar, the story of how one little caterpillar ate his way to life as a butterfly, was the first book Carle both wrote and illustrated. But he says he set out to create not a caterpillar, but a worm.
My editor was not exactly crazy about a worm, so we talked back and forth, and at one point she said, "How about a caterpillar?" And I said, "Butterfly." So that's how that book came about.
Did you have any idea that your work would end up in a museum one day and would still be read so many years after you wrote them and illustrated them?
No, not at all. I was almost 40 years old when I did my first book, and I kind of slithered into children's books. I often think if I had deliberately tried to break into the children's book field, I would have probably failed.
Because you work with collages, how do you turn that into illustrations for books? I mean, how does it, how does that work?
I buy tissue papers, you know, regular tissue papers that you know, when you buy a gift, you get it wrapped in tissue papers. Mm-hmm. And I paint these tissue papers in all kinds of colors and textures. And then when I paint these tissue papers, I don't think of the illustrations. I just have a good time. I paint reds and greens and blues and so forth. And then I have a filing system for my reds, my blues, and my yellows and so forth. And that becomes my palette. Then I cut out or tear out pieces and glue them on a board.
You know, I think when people hear that there's a museum of picture book art, they might think of this as a museum for children, but it really isn't intended to be only for children. It's certainly, you welcome children and children would like it, but I understand that you really want adults to understand the sophisticated work that goes into this kind of artwork.
You're right. It's not a children's museum per se, not at all, but we all knew that we would attract many children, and we want children to come. So, for instance, the pictures are hung lower than is normal. And then we have a studio in where they can make their own collages or do other artwork. So it's not just a children's museum.
I understand that you actually sort of heat the floors so that if kids want to sit down on the floors, they can, they'll
yes,
have a warm place
lobby.
To sit.
The lobby is very big, and we wanted it to be relatively big so kids could sit around, run around, walk around, and sit on the floor. That was my wife's idea, who is an early childhood specialist. She says, those children should be able to sit down on the floor in cold New England winters.
Do you think that adults underestimate the work that goes into a book for children?
Not always, but often, yes. This reminds me of a remark a friend of mine made. He says, I think this weekend I'm going to knock out a kiddie book. I, for one, take my work very seriously. I feel a responsibility towards the children I do the work for. My work deals with the problems I dealt with when I started going to school. Yes.
I understand that your latest book, Slowly, 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 Said the Sloth, was actually inspired by your effort to get this museum done.
Yes, the working of the museum, we had, you know, endless meetings and the architect and this and so forth. So one day I just had it, and I locked myself in my studio and put a do not disturb sign on, and I sat down and I said, I'm so overwhelmed. What am I going to do? And then I thought, the sloth. The antidote to what the situation I was in. As you know, the sloth is an extremely slow animal. It sleeps about 18 to 20 hours a day. And here's a fact that children love a lot. It goes to the bathroom only once a week.
You always got to work a bathroom joke into a kid's book and they'll love it, right? Thank you very much.
You're welcome. My pleasure.
And my daughters enjoyed your books a great deal. And so have I, actually.
Children every so often write to me, they say, I love your very hungry caterpillar. And when my mom was little, she loved it too.
Children's book author and illustrator Eric Carle. The Eric Carle Museum of Picture Book Art just opened in Amherst, Massachusetts.